It's Thursday, April 29th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Ransomware Task Force calls out MSPs. Will Jedi survive? And Google stumble on COVID tracing. This is the Business of Tech. The Ransomware Task Force, which is a public party coalition, has shared a framework for actions to disrupt the ransomware business model. It's a list of 48 specific recommendations from the Institute for Security and Technology. Outlined are five key priority recommendations, and most are focused on broad governmental response, which you get a feel for in the first. Quote, coordinated international diplomatic and law enforcement efforts must proactively prioritize ransomware through a comprehensive resource strategy, including using a carrot and stick approach to direct nation states away from providing safe havens to ransomware criminals. Also, let's highlight the recommendation for domestic and international insurance companies. Establish an insurance sector consortium to share ransomware loss data and accelerate best practices around insurance underwriting and risk management. And then, specifically, action 3.3.3. Require managed services providers to adopt and provide baseline security measures. In detail, the program could include, quote, adherence with a cyber hygiene program, for example, CIS Controls Implementation Group 165 and the NIST Cybersecurity Framework, mandatory disclosure across the MSP's customer base if there is a ransomware incident involving the MSP's service offering, and forming an MSP ISAC, an information sharing and analysis center specific to this industry. The MSP industry in SMB is specifically dinged. Quote, MSPs do not commonly provide extensive security coverage or ransomware mitigations. End quote. Now, why do we care? The task force explicitly calls out MSPs as not providing mitigations, are calling for regulations to require that, and pushing that broadly. They're also calling out the involvement of the insurance industry. I swear I wasn't in any of these meetings, despite it sounding exactly like me. So a major policy piece aimed at governmental agencies comes recommending a requirement, i.e. a law, around managed services providers. Yeah, that's why we care. Regulation isn't just coming, it's the recommendation from those specifically thinking about this field. An update on JEDI, that long-standing conflict between Amazon and Microsoft in the court about the award of the cloud contract for the Pentagon. A judge has ruled that Amazon's claim won't be dismissed. Now, why do we care? Now, it's just a matter of wondering how long this contract survives. Back in January, the DoD indicated that if this became a lengthy deposition process, the project would become untenable. Litigation may just kill the entire deal. And start it all over again. I definitely feel obligated to update on this one, as I've advocated for this feature. As previously covered, Google and Apple collaborated on their COVID-19 contact tracing framework and assured the public about the data being both anonymized and not shared. Turns out there is a privacy flaw in the Android version of the product, as found by the markup. But more importantly, when researchers alerted Google in February of this year, Google failed to change it. The researchers say that Google dismissed their concerns until the markup contacted Google. Now, why do we care? I'm far less focused on the vulnerability than I am on the reaction. While I would have hoped it didn't have an issue, we all know that software is potentially flawed. It's about how you respond that always, always matters. This is why notification and disclosure laws work. Pressure and exposure drive behavior. And that's why we care. You do battle daily against cyber hostilities such as ransomware attacks and data breaches. Fight smarter. Call in the cavalry. Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security is here. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards, as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, with Calyptic's purpose-built solution for small businesses. Zero Trust Access secures RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication. There's no need for open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. Plus, you'll enjoy audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Learn more at calyptics.com/gatekeeper and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. I think that first one's a doozy. Let that one sink in. We'll talk again tomorrow.